Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Coffee with Candace J. This is season 2, episode 3. Thank you so much for joining us live today. I already see some viewers coming on in. Come on in the room. Yellow. Yellow. Yes. So we are so excited today because I have some OG boy moms in the building. Yes, I have some OG boy moms in the building because today's topic is boy moms unite. And so I was thinking, when it comes to boy moms, who can I call? That didn't take anything but 2.2 seconds to think of my long time, and I do mean long, yellow, I do mean long time friends, none other. And I would, and we say sister friends, because you really are like family.
I mean, right, right.
None other than Tamika Glenn, woo, 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 and Kia Campbell. Woo, 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 woo. Take a minute, just introduce yourselves to everybody so they know who you are, what you do, and we can get right started.
So my name is Tamika Glenn, originally from Memphis, Tennessee. So just recently relocated back to the M-Town, the Memphis area. I work in the nonprofit sector, work at a YMCA, and I'm the mother of three, oh my gosh, grown sons. Like, my youngest is 17, about to be 18. So I'm very excited to be here. Got some stories and still learning along the way. So yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Woo, 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 woo. And go ahead and introduce yourself, Makia.
Say moi, that's me in French. I am Makia Campbell. I have four amazing boys. They are 19, 16, 11, and 4. Woo! Woo! So, yep. Been doing this for a minute. And I don't really know what else to say about myself other than I'm a boy mom. I have two part-time jobs. I work. I'm an Uber, of course, as most moms are, taking boys here and there. Football mom, basketball mom, all things mom, preschool mom.
Yes.
A college mom. So, you know, all of those things. But I met my friend Candace and Tamika at the Grove in Martin, Tennessee. That is Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Shout out. And they have left the little M, and I'm still in the little M, but it's all good. So, ooh, there it is.
But it's all good. It's all good. We met y'all met first. So y'all met first. Mm-hmm. What year was that?
I do not think years.
I think I may have met you first.
The year y'all got married.
Yep. Because you danced in my wedding, and then Makia was helping set up the wedding. And so I met Makia after.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I knew you first? Oh, okay. So anyway, so we all
from
have
track,
a long history.
Right?
Yes, yep. From track and field, go Skyhawks. Mm-hmm. We both were on the same track team, and I just gravitated towards Tamika, just the leader. She is a Hall of Famer, for those who did not know. She is a Hall of Famer at the University of Tennessee at Martin in our sport track and field. So it was just a joy to be on the team alongside her. Then she became my coach after that, drilling me every day. But I could go on and on about those stories. Today, we're here to talk about boy mom. So go tag somebody right now. Find a boy mom. Tell them to come on into the conversation. Grab your coffee mug. Everyone got your coffee mug? Come on in, sip and chat with us. So tell us real quick, what type of mug you got? What do you do in the mornings? Do you drink coffee in the mornings? What do you do?
So my coffee mug, as you can see, it says lead by example. And so I try to live this motto daily. And it's the theme for a nonprofit that I currently serve with, which is National Association of Junior Auxiliaries. And so our theme for the 24-25 year is lead by example. And so I'm not really a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker at all, but my husband is famous for making his warm tea. So he'll make me some chamomile, or right now I have some kind of peach type tea in here for the fall sweat weather. And then I will, if I'm like my throat scratchy or things like that, he'll make me some tea and we get to sip and talk. And so, yeah, so not really coffee drinker, but I do have my tea for tonight.
And that's okay. And I love the tea too. Herbal tea. Yes. The throat. Coat. Shout out to singers. Come on, Makia. You know about that throat.
So my morning routine is, it's anyway, I have to have ice. So I don't drink coffee. On occasions, I'll drink iced coffee. Like it's a mocha, and you can get it in the carton, nothing fancy. The carton coffee with the hazelnut creamer. Now that's good on some ice. I'll get that occasionally, but usually I'm just eating on my ice, drinking some water. But yep, I like nice warm tea also from time to time. But usually, of course, you know, we're in the South, so it got to be that good sweet tea.
Yellow. Okay. Well, everyone that knows me knows I love me some coffee. I have to have coffee every single morning on my way to work. And hopefully it's no more than one or two cups. But I chose this March 1983 limited edition coffee mug because the year that I turned 40 last year, the week that I turned 40 was the very first time that I met my sons. Two sons, now 10 and about to be 13 tomorrow. So I said, y'all help us out.
Blessed.
The puberty is puberty. And do you hear me?
Amen.
So I need all of the help I can get. Come on in the room, everybody. So get on down to it. Amen. All right. So again, leave your comments, your questions, all of the above, so that we can help each other out. Boy, moms unite. So let's get to our first question, because the viewers want to know, did you ever want girls, or did others pressure you to try to have girls?
So I will go first. I never wanted girls. I am the oldest of four girls. So it's if they're watching, here we go. Tamika, Tasha, Teal, and Tansy. And so my mom named us all T's. And so with having four girls and me being the oldest, I always said, I want to have five boys. You know, so I've always, since forever, wanted five boys. And so, but yeah, we got to three and we had to call it quits. You know, my husband said, you know, me and my husband's motto is stop at two. You know, when you got two, it's man to man. You know, so one dad gets one, mom gets the other. But when you got three, it's all zone. And somebody's always opening the zone defense. So stop it. Anyway, so yeah, so that's how we, so never wanted girls, always wanted boys. And really, no one tried to get us to have girls because it was four of us growing up in the house. So no one really pressured me.
Okay.
So, yes, I wanted girls. Yes. Now, my thing was I always wanted four. I wanted four kids. My grandma had four kids. My mom had four kids. So I was like, I wanted four too. But I'm the only girl of three boys from my mom. And so I was like, yeah, I want a girl. My first one I thought was a girl. I thought so much. I went and bought hair bows. I went and bought pink clothes. Everything girl. When I went and did the ultrasound, I was like, are you sure it is a boy? And they was like, you see that little right there? And I was like, yep. And they was like, well, it's a boy. Even until my last one, up until it was time for me to have them, the very last ultrasound, I said, is it still a boy? And they was like, yeah, it's still a boy. So I always wanted a girl, of course, didn't have one. But I remember Miss Gwen. You remember Miss Gwen from church, Miss Gwen Smith? She used to say, you gotta try one more time for a girl. You gotta try one more time. So with my last one in, all I could hear was, you gotta try one more time for a girl. I said, I'm 40. I'm done.
And she called me. She was like, Life is a funny thing, girl. I'm having another boy, girl. I mean, she was toe up, dude.
Yep, still a boy, but I mean, I'm grateful for my boys, though. I'm grateful for my boys.
Yes. So I'm kind of like Tamika. I grew up with two other sisters, so I'm like, I'm good on that end. I don't need the girls. You know, I know what that comes with. So I wanted to be a boy mom. I would be okay, you know, with just having a child, because everyone knows our story. We didn't have children, but I wanted boys. And I think more so that's just the demeanor that I carry. I don't know if it's the sports. I don't know. But I've always just wanted boys, and I've seen myself as a boy mom. And it worked out that way even through this process. We tried to get a girl, actually. So we haven't shared this yet. You have to be a match. And so when we tried to get a young lady, we actually were not a match. And they don't tell you why you're not a match during that process. But then we ended up matching with our boys. So that's just interesting there. And we did select them and we matched. And so that's just how that worked out. But people are still to this day like, oh, you didn't want to adopt a girl. You still want to try. You And it's like, ma'am, again, I'm now 41. I'm like, you can't like, and like you to make, this is enough.
Right.
This is a lot. Y'all see my eyes?
We're
rolling in this. I see some comments. Y'all come on, leave them. Yes, yes. So Catherine says that they tell you why you weren't a match. No, they didn't, which is interesting. And it could be anything from a child's past. It could be anything to where maybe they prefer, you know, a couple that's not into sports or whatever. It just, you know, just depends, but they don't tell you why. We have a lot of other comments. Y'all come on in and leave your comments and questions. Hey, my girl Allison, Trey, Tremaine, who danced with us at UP Martin, says what's up to everybody. We're going to keep things rolling. So what do you love most about being a boy mom? What do you love the most?
Oh, so Candace, this question was hard. I guess growing up with all girls, you know, we can be, you know, prim, proper, you know, little dresses, Easter dresses with the little bows. So being a boy mom, I got to see like the other side of it. And it's just different every day. My boys, all three of them are so different. I mean, they're amazing in their own right. And so it's like I get to live a completely different life through each one of them. And so I have thoroughly enjoyed that. You know, I've gotten to do literally live vicariously through them. And so it's been amazing. So being a boy mom, I get to kind of be that person in the ear when they got like girl trouble. And it's like, you know, well, come on, talk to mama about it. You know, so I thoroughly enjoyed that part. And my kids are like grown now. And so I'm enjoying it. Not saying I didn't enjoy it when they were Makia's baby's ages, but now it's kind of like I get to be their, well, not your friend, but you know, some like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're an adult now, but yeah, it's different now. It looks different than it did 10 years ago. And so I enjoy it.
Okay, Makia.
So, and this is going to sound crazy, but it is what it is. I think one of the things that I like, or the best part of being a boy mom, is roughhousing. So if you just want to like punch them, you know, you can punch them and be like, don't hit me back because I'm your mama. You know what I'm saying? But just, and just because I have boys and they're like high school, middle school, I got to give a disclaimer, but the disclaimer may not be the best right now. So before I say this, no, Diddy, we like to wrestle. So if they, you know, if you got a smart mouth, then I'm gonna jump on you. You know what I'm saying? Whereas if it's a girl, you kind of gotta, exactly. And sidebar, before I had kids and I was dealing with kids, my motto was, if you get out of line, I'm punching your throat.
That is true. I'm gonna vouch for that. Yep.
Look at her face. Where is she frozen?
Oh, can y'all hear me?
There you go. Okay. We were like, look at her face. She is serious. I know.
She was serious. Very serious. Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What did y'all hear?
Throat punch.
Punch him in the throat, basically.
Yes. And so then that happened. And I was like, well, I guess we ain't going to do that. Because it happened to me and I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna punch him in the throat. So at first that was just a threat. So now, you know, I just, you know, and my boys play basketball and football. So I can get physical with them and it's not, you know, an issue of, you know, I'm hurting their feelings or I'm hurting them. Now, if it's a girl, then you got to take a different route. You know what I'm saying? So, and then like Tamika said, I love that they can come to me and talk to me about not girl problems, but just anything. And some of the stuff and I'm like, it's kind of like an overshare. And I'm like, you might want to ask your daddy about that because I ain't never been no dude. So you might want to ask another dude. Amen. But I'm glad that, you know, we've created this space for them to be open with me.
Yes. I love that. I love that. It's a lot different. I would definitely say now that I'm in it, I see everything that you're saying. I look forward to even more moments. It's different when it's just like, you know, Kale's a big dude and Kale's real laid back, you know, but if he got to sit up, he gonna sit up, you know, everybody know what that means. So it's like some things I will have to handle on a disciplinarian, you know, versus Kale. But, you know, I am more of the talker. So I get that, you know, being able to come and talk to me, you know, let's talk about this experience or being able to help them out with girls. I'm like, they call it Riz now, whatever. Yep. That was supposed to mean.
Charisma. It's charisma.
Yeah. Oh, now listen, you would have taught me something.
I know all the slang.
Where did that come from? Charisma. That makes sense. Thank you.
And skibbity.
Where does that
you know come about skibbity? From? Skibbity Riz, that's a whole nother level of Riz.
Cause I heard the Riz, but I didn't know charisma. Thank you. Cause now y'all make me stupid. Charisma. Thank you.
I talk it every day.
I try to tell them, listen, that bad hygiene, that ain't the Riz. Put on deodorant. That ain't the Riz. Mm-hmm. You can't cover with cologne. That ain't the Riz.
So tell them they beta.
The what?
They beta.
The beta?
They are beta.
Who is the, they are the boys are the beta.
Listen, yeah. If they don't wear deodorant, you don't want to be, if you don't want to be fresh, then that's beta. But if you smelling good, that's Sigma. Sigma is good. Beta is bad.
Sigma's good, beta's bad. Let's write that down, everybody. Sigma is good, beta equals bad. I'm going to have this. Everybody in the podcast, hope you listening. We're getting some lessons here. Teach the teacher. I didn't know. All I know was the Riz. Because I sound like my mama. Like, now what now?
Right. Yes. What are you saying?
All that, baby. I don't know about the Riz, the beta, the theta. Right.
Is it a frat? Is it what are we doing? So let's keep it moving because we got a lot more to cover. Keep it coming in the chat because we got to hear from everybody because everybody's experience is different. But my next question is, did your boys ever fake shower or fake deodorant? What I mean by fake as in they turn the water on and y'all listen, y'all know what I mean. They turn the water on, sit there and dance and sing and party. And you talking to them like, y'all hurry up. Okay, meaning you right behind the door. I can hear you right behind the door, meaning you ain't dead. And you still stink. Like, or the fake, we put on deodorant. You didn't put on deodorant. It smelled like onions. I feel like I'm busted. I have to carry, people laugh at me. I carry air freshener in the, I have air, you know how you have the pocket in the door? I have
absolutely.
Air in the pocket of the door.
And you got to.
Yeah. You know, my babies, they never did the fake shower or the fake deodorant. However, they would come home. Now, they all did sports, band, all the things. So while they did not fake their showers nor deodorant, they still have, they had the smells.
Yeah.
But they were always good about, you know, self-acknowledging that they have these smells, and then they would take themselves on to the shower and you know, take care of that. So that I appreciate because I didn't have to really go through the running the water. I really took a shower, but I really didn't because baby, they daddy would let them have it. I'm talking about through the chest. So yeah, we didn't really have that.
Get them, Nick.
Yeah.
a pastor and a police officer. You can't get away with nothing. And the boy in your house, I would be scared 24/7. You can't.
Yeah, but I don't think that's normal. Like I think most, like Makia's story may be different. I think that's abnormal for mine to do the fake shower. They didn't do that. You know, they did take showers, but you know, baby, they had to take another one when they got onto that house. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Makia, what about you?
So, you know, just so I ain't throwing them under the bus, I'm not going to say fake shower. I'm just going to say they didn't shower to the expectation that I liked. Yes. Or the application of the deodorant was not to my approval. So we had to go back and do it again. So I ain't going to say they was fake, you know, showering. I'm going to just say they don't clean like I clean.
Right.
And they, you know, may so, have, and usually,
armpit when they was putting, they the top was still on it or something. They didn't take the little
maybe. But you got to scrub. You got to scrub up. And you just can't do one. Yes. You got to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You ain't got to smell. Okay, and then you gotta do it again. Yes. But my thing is cologne over dirt don't work. So if you funky and you gonna spray some cologne, go on and do it again. You just don't waste your cologne.
You preaching.
Look, y'all remember,
or your ex.
Y'all remember that episode of A Different World when Charmaine was in? It was the episode where Tupac came and she was putting her deodorant on. She's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Legit, that's what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
Promotion.
Yeah.
You know, count it out. But yeah.
7 is the lucky number.
teammate, another Skyhawk in the building. Woo, 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 woo. You have to say 7 is a lucky number. Look, y'all sound just, I promise you, I said the same thing. Do it again. Not no one. You got to go 1, 2, 3. Do at least 3. Like up, down, and across something. Because I don't understand how that smell just happens. So people have to help me understand those things. They getting better because you say don't throw them under the bus. I'm more blunt with how I talk. So I'm like, no, y'all stink. Put on deodorant. Like you said, the cologne is not the Riz. It's not gonna work over that. Mm-hmm. So whoo, y'all listen.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell them at the house. I just don't want to put that on. I don't want to put them on blast on social media.
We're gonna have
a meeting. You get to put some more deodorant on. Now, one thing is a battle is lotion.
Yes.
Lotion is a battle. I'm like, baby, when you get out the shower, put the lotion on. Put the lotion on. If you got skin on it, it need to have lotion on it.
Mine's good about the lotion. So I make my own shea butter. And so my kids use it as lotion. And so they're good about that. Mama, give me the lotion. You know, they put it on, lather, you know. I guess I'm just, my boy's a little different. I'm grateful because I know that everybody ain't got it like that. So
Yes. So, well, I had to, sometimes I talked about last week, sometimes with different types of children, you have to start from scratch. I'm like, this is how you brush your teeth. Let me see. Let me look at it from front to back. Because we're going back to the dentist Thursday. Like we need to do. We doing the. You know. Let me see. Let me smell your breath. You know. Come give me a hug and a kiss. What was that? It's right there. Because I know what it smells like. So you know, we I try not to call them out in front of no friends or nobody. But like, here's some gum. Make sure you brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta lean in close and the eyes gotta be big, like you know, because you know.
Because they're not understanding. Like, I'm like, girl, that's why you're talking about the girl conversation, like with them, like girls don't like that. Like, we don't want the smells. You have to have good hygiene. So let's keep it moving because we got a lot to cover, especially with this one. With this one, y'all flood the comments. So what was the biggest or most expensive thing your boys have torn up? Let's see who takes the cake.
So I did this in like sections. So again, my babies are all grown. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to say that. So when they were younger, my husband had to just remind me that they broke a Chromebook playing with it and then tried to blame each other on who broke it. But as they're now older and all of them are driving, which is so weird, they have all of them have ran into something.
Yes.
And dented either parts of my car or sections of the car. So, yeah. So younger, a Chromebook, but as they were older, every single one of them has hit something in the car.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and shout out to your oldest, my baby Tarek. He is a grown man, but this is how long we've known each other. Tarek was in a diaper when I first got to you.
So, he's 24 years old.
Yes, that tells you how long, you know, I have known you and how he's been in my life. He used to be like, Candy!
Candy! Candy! Candy! Oh, yep.
Oh, Lord, the kids have just grown up, y'all.
I digress.
I keep it going. So Makia, what's the most expensive thing?
So I had to think about it too. We hadn't had a whole bunch of stuff that's been broken. I used to like these little figurines. And when my oldest was younger, he broke a couple. Then I started putting stuff up.
Yeah.
So you know, I think the biggest thing would have been a cell phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And who knows? Boys are boys. They play sports. It got tossed from a bleacher, hit the gym floor. I don't know. But that's about it as of now. So, you know, we're going to praise God that nothing else happens. But so far, it's been a cell phone. Amen. And we had insurance.
Amen. Yeah. What you do. Y'all are blessed. We Amen. See what had happened was, let me bring out the list. Let me bring out the list. So I had my own iPad because when we got them, they had their own things. You know, there was a couple of tablets, but I let them use my iPad. My iPad is gone. Let's just say the iPad is gone. Let's just start tallying up the numbers because I don't know how much that cost, but the iPad smashed on the hardwood floor and it was done.
But was it an accident?
It was an accident. But yes, an iPad. Okay. And then the chair, I bought a whole card table. Y'all know my family love to play cards. So we have this, our basement, our remodel. I was so proud. I bought a real card, not the Walmart, you know, but I bought a card, like a poker table. The chair broke. How does that happen? Because it's new, but the chair is broken. Okay. That's two. Okay. So, a mirror. Now, this mirror I know costs $100 because I got it from Hobby Lobby. And the mirror, I felt proud because we finally have the nice things and our nice
mirror right there.
A mirror in the half bathroom. All of a sudden, it was my wrist hit the wall. I don't know what happened. My wrist hit the wall, and I was playing with the balloon and hit the wall. A whole mirror came crashing down. Okay, so now I'm not done. Phone screens, that's already in there. Phone screens, yes. And then, but you have insurance for that. There's no insurance for mirrors. Oh, amen. A wall. I posted that on social media. Y'all laughing and I'm not laughing. The wall. He got mad because the girlfriend left him. Or left school or something.
I'm emotional and I can't let go.
So he got the brush. He got his hairbrush and chunked the hairbrush into the wall. He said it ricocheted. Ain't no brush ricocheting off a bed to the wall. It flew into the wall, and so the paint of our house is no longer whatever you call it, whatever. So we had to have a whole new paint service. Now, and y'all know Miss Cloretta, my mama. Y'all know how she is. Y'all know it's
they
like
just boys.
I'm talking about her house. I'm talking about her house.
Got it.
So you know she like Claire Huxtable. So we get to visiting this summer, and the first day home visiting, and they done tore the whole window sill off the window.
Wow. I bust the windows out your car.
The whole window.
What they do? How they do that?
The whole window sill. Okay, so the story was the reclining couch was moved by the window. They couldn't lift. It got stuck under the window. Somehow they tried to fix it. Instead of just moving the couch out the way, it lifted the whole window pane, window sill. So I say all that to vent, to say I had been stressed.
Oh, my Lord.
Girl,
stressed.
Not turning the.
I
thought you was gonna do the whole circle.
If I could without knocking this stuff down, I would. Because y'all think I'm playing. Like this was they just boys is not enough. Like y'all owe me some money.
I'm telling you. And then they want to act like it wasn't their fault, and like somebody. An invisible person took their hand and threw it, or some took their feet and kicked. Like, yeah, no, bro, it's you. Like,
it's you did that. It's you. It's always y'all. None of this stuff been towed up. And you know, Miss Coretta House, if you know that stuff costs money.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't going to pay for it. Oh, I was like, all the money we was going to do with the things we stayed there for 2 weeks, all the money we was going to spend to go out, it got to go to this window. Yeah.
You know that what's the new word this new generation uses? Gaslight. You gaslight me? Boys have been gaslighting us since the beginning of time. I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Right?
I don't know who it was, but it wasn't me. So the magical mystery man lifted the windowsill from the window.
Girl,
I just Kel said your whole head gonna be white. I said that's why I dyed blonde. So I said there's no way, because well you can take it out of our line. There's you would be in debt for the rest of your life.
You need to go get a job.
Just at this point, you know, it's all the consequences. So I just say that to say I knew going into this that boys are destructive. You know, in a sense, but not like back to 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 back, you know, where I wasn't ready, you know. So now it's like I got to boy proof. They say child proof, baby. I got the boy proof things.
Yep.
You know, or give the talk before you go to somebody else's house, because we can't pay for nobody else.
Don't touch nothing, don't sit on nothing, don't look at nothing, don't ask for nothing.
We can't pay for none of y'all stuff. Amen. So I just say that to say thank you all for sharing that piece, but I had to get that out. So let's talk about the testosterone, because I'm so thankful to be around my sisters, because I need the estrogen. I need the female energy, because all day long it is testosterone. And it is competition. It is, I have this better than you. I could take your girl. I'm like, y'all, what the world? Y'all in elementary, in the world? How did you all teach your boys the difference between it's friendly competition versus you acting like you at the state championship against the enemy? How do you all navigate that? Or how did you navigate that?
So this one, that was also a hard question. I said, Nicholas, I need some help with this. And he gave the perfect answer, which made so much sense. So Nicholas, if people don't know, coached football with UT Martin. And he also helped me coach track and field at Milan High School. And so our kids have been around that team setting, since birth, really, because I ran track, you know, with Tarek. And so they've been around that their whole lives. And so they got to see what teams look like, what camaraderie looks like. And then as far as them competing against each other, we didn't really have that, you know, I'm gonna take your girl type deal, because there's a 4-year age gap in between the first and the second one. And then there's a 2-year age gap between my second and my third. And so they didn't really like none of the same girls. They all have, I'm telling you, they're all different. So they all got different tastes anyway. But that whole competitiveness, they saw that with their dad, because their dad would take them to football games and let them come on the field with the team and let them, you know, be around the team to kind of learn what that looks like and be in that space so they can navigate it when they started working on teams, being on teams and competing and stuff. So I think that they had a little bit of a head start. So when they actually got to join teams and know what that looks like, they already had their father to kind of help show them and guide them in that space.
Okay.
And for mine, it's still a work in progress. There's an age difference, but you know, it's still, even with Ian, he's 4 and he has to be, sometimes he think he's older than what he is. Mm-hmm. So, Ethan plays football now. So everything Ethan gets football wise, Ian wants. Mm-hmm. Ethan played, which is 11. Ethan played basketball. Caleb played basketball. And so from time to time at some of the games, the coaches will let Ian get on the court. So Ian, my 4-year-old, thinks that he's on the team. So he got football, everything. He got the helmet. He got the pads, the jersey, the pants, the gloves, the shoes. Now he want a towel. So, you know, it's always one up. But the thing, I think my proudest competition between 2 of my boys were, at this point in time, they were arguing about their girlfriends. And it wasn't like, my girlfriend looked better than yours. It was, my girlfriend smarter than yours. And I was like, that is awesome. I love this. Keep it up, because we don't want no dumb people, you know. But, you know, so we still working on that, you know, competition. I have to remind them. I was like, y'all do remember that y'all are brothers. Y'all are related. You know, y'all supposed to love each other, not be talking about each other. But, you know, with boys, and brothers, so I've heard, because my brothers did it too. It's like, for lack of a better, they check each other. And that keep them up on their game. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of give them, like, don't get no big head, because, you know, I still whoop you in this. So we still, they compete. But at the end of the day, they still love each other. But I got to keep telling them from time to time, you know, y'all related. Because they have had some real, what's the word? Come to blows.
Yes.
Throw them bows. And I'm like, why? I was like, y'all don't fight this hard with people outside the house. Why is y'all doing this inside the house? So, like I said, it's still a learning process. But at the end of the day, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah. What both of y'all got to look forward to is when child A leaves the house and then comes back and they see child, you know, B, C, and D, or in my case, is child B. Nathaniel left, went off to college, and then he comes back. And so JD is the only child. And so Nate's like, man, JD gets to stay up. I'm just making stuff up. Stay up later. When I was his age, I could, you know, that's what y'all got to look forward to. Because now it's a, I didn't get to do it, but you're letting him do it.
I get that too. I get that.
We got to child number 3. We tied. So we just like, look. Don't bother me. You do whatever you're going to do. Anyway, so yeah, we hear that often. We
didn't Caleb said, Mama, you done got soft. You let Ian do everything. You used to whoop me.
It must be, because that's how it was with Simone. You know, it's a big difference with me and Carol, and went off to college, and Simone was like our only child for almost a decade. So, you know, it's just like, wait a minute, you know, so I believe it. It's still to this day, like we're grown, we're in our 40s, she's in her 30s. And it's like, yes, we see the difference with the child that's left at home for a while. So I definitely can put that into perspective as well.
So, but you know, at different ages, when the parents are different ages, you are a different person. You have a different mindset. And so now it's like, man, just choose your battles. And, you know, I hate to say with Orion, he was the test, you know, he was the prototype. So of course, everything we're going to try out on you. And if it wasn't good, then we ain't going to do it no more. You know what I'm saying? And so he kind of got the, you know, the worst end of the stick on some ends, you know, because he was the first. And right. So we was just trying to feel our way. I mean, it was our first time being parents. It was his first time being a child. So we learning this thing together. So yep. Now, you know, umpteen years later and we got in. So we know some things to do different. You know, some things are not, you know, as big of a deal as we thought it was. So, you know, you gotta weigh them options too.
Right.
I agree. That is a good point. Yeah, we are very different people, even from college. Like our love, of course, for each other, we're still like the same. Like y'all ain't never, like we ain't changed a bit.
Right.
As people, as we have grown into women and careers and, you know, our wives and motherhood, we are different people. And so I can understand that, you know, you're going to be different. And I like what you said there too. Like I've told the boys, because our situation is different. We didn't raise you since birth. So we are learning together. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like we are learning together. So, you know, y'all have to help us understand if you just playing or if this is getting, you know, out of hand. So I think that's great, great sound advice. We're going to keep it moving for sake of time because we're coming close to the end. Have the boys ever tried to talk to you crazy where that testosterone level just crosses the line? And what happened?
So this question, no, they've never tried to talk to me crazy. However, they have tried to outsmart talk me. Mm. If that makes sense. Like basically I'm smarter than you, or talk over me. And I had to say, you know what? I'm not one of your little friends. What we not going to do, you know, I had to kind of had to put them back because you're not going to talk over me. Like you can do that. But they've never tried to come at me with an attitude or, you know, book up, because baby, their dad had put them through the flow.
Yeah.
So yeah, that part, no. But that whole trying to talk over or the deep sigh, huff again. So yeah, that we've had to go through that. So, but we got through it.
Yeah. And I would say the same thing, not so much as talk crazy, it's the, you know, maybe the eye rolling or the sigh, or you have to tell them to do something a couple of times, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. But you know, if they ask you to do something, you're supposed to remember.
Right.
But if
right.
you tell them to do something, it's supposed to be like a weekly thing. You gotta tell them every week. I understand. Anywho, I digress. But so like you said, talking over, and that's when you know, just lay them out on the bed or something, you know. But I have one in particular, and I said, you would be an awesome lawyer because you got a rebuttal for everything I say. You know, they ain't talking crazy like outlandish. Right. You know what I'm saying? They got good sense, but you know, they are kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes they feel themselves. And so, yeah, like I said, not to talk crazy, but they do want to talk over. And I just be like, shut it up. Just shut it. Because at the end of the day, I'm older than you.
Yes.
I'm going to always be older than you.
Yes.
I done been through some things. I know a little bit more. And so you know what? Pastor Summers used to tell us that a bought lesson is better than a taught lesson.
All
so
right.
You can keep on talking. You keep on talking. And at the end of the day, you don't want to listen, go on and buy that lesson.
All right. Shout out Pastor Summers. Family, shout out to y'all. Man, we've learned so many life lessons. That could be a whole series in itself.
Yep.
Family. So shout out to them. I love that. So we've had, you know, and again, our situation is a little bit different. So we've had those tests, those little trials, and you know, that Memphis start standing up in us real quick, where our accent really start getting real thick. Well, wait a minute, man. Hold on. Like that you know, the properness kind of leaves. And we have to sit up for a second. So it was one situation where it hasn't happened since, praise the Lord. But at the beginning stages last year, it was kind of those kind of things with, I don't know if it was the female authority, you know, test. I'm not sure. But Kales had to step in like, wait a minute, we don't talk to my wife like that. Like, right. This, you know, hold up. You know, if Kales say something, it's a prop. So, but I remember we were, Kale and I were in the kitchen. I was just, you know, talking about how our oldest again was just going on at school and just, you know, thinking he's slick, like you said, trying to be slick with different things, try to get away with things. And I'm just laughing about it, just talking about it. And everyone, I can't whisper. I know I can't. So it's no secret. So I'm loud, but the kitchen is here. You go down the hallway now, and it's the half bathroom where he was supposed to be in the shower, as we talked about earlier, supposed to be. But all I hear is this, shut up. Wait a minute.
Right?
Entered all the way. Y'all know I'm crazy. I said, wait, press pause. Run down the hallway. Who is you talking? Open the door. I almost took the door off. Open the door.
Paprika.
The door.
Right? Paprika.
Now, I was like, now they had a towel, but I was like, who were you? You supposed to be shutting up, because I'm surely it's not me. Y'all know I'm dramatic, but I was so
I love
so
it.
Serious. Cause who is it? Not the one who paid for your little towel, your little drawers, your little the shower, the water, the
light.
Now can't be talking to me. Oh, I was talking. He wasn't talking. Your little brother down said he wasn't talking. So you had to be talking to me. I'm the only one that's loud talking. You know, so we had that little come to Jesus meeting. Oh, I was like, never in your life will you ever tell me to shut up. Let's get this one thing clear. I don't know what happened before, but this ain't it.
This ain't it.
This ain't it.
Don't you ever must be out happen. Your mind. You must be out your mind.
And I definitely did that one or two times, along with some other words that I may have had to ask for forgiveness. Because I'm like, ain't no way you talking to me. Because again, I just, Lord. I see now, so I think again, with some moms, it may be that test of, well, I feel like I'm going to be in charge, or I'm getting older, I'm going through puberty or whatever, and they may slip. I don't know if it slips. And some moms, you can put it in the chat. I don't know where it comes from, but trying that test of power or feeling yourself, as you said, but just bringing it back to level. Like, I'm not your friend, as you like, I am definitely not your friend. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know,
I'll be friendly.
We joke around. We may play around sometimes, but I'm not your friend. So let's make sure we still understand roles here of respect. Because the minute that we don't set boundaries as parents, and again, I'm new to this, but I've been working with kids growing up. I've been working with kids forever. I mean, you got to set those boundaries, or else they can be crossed where you can talk to me any kind of way. And I see parents all the time, as I'm a teacher, where the kids just talk to them all kinds of way. And I'm like, how does that happen? Where did that start? Because no, ma'am, no, sir. So I do believe it has to be that thing where you have those conversations and talk to your kids so that they understand those boundaries. We're wrapping it up for sake of time. Thank you all so much for those who have been tuning in with us again. The conversation doesn't stop once we end. Make sure you're leaving your comments, your questions, you know, so that we can keep the thing, keep this conversation going. But as we're wrapping this up, kind of as our final thoughts, what advice can you give me that we haven't already covered as an instant parent, boy, mom? We're reaching 1 year in November that we've been adopted parents. Again, we, for those who don't know, we took them in last May, around March we met. They were spending the nights and things like that, moved in last May. So it's been over a year that they've lived here, but adoptive mom of 1 year in November. What can you tell me that I can thank you, that I can look forward to, advice, all the things, as your final thoughts?
So I will say, so I don't know if y'all can see this picture behind me. It's a painting by Ernie Barnes, and he is the painter who painted Sugar Shack on The Good Times. So if you got Good Times and you saw that painting where they're so that painting here is called The Graduate. And so basically it represents each one of my babies because they're all, two of them have graduated and one is about to graduate this year. So my advice would be, as almost empty nesters, just live in every moment, the good, the bad. And I get emotional saying it, but I mean, because they grow up, and when they grow up, they are like legit out of your house, and it is so different. But in your mind, you know, I'm not looking at Tarik as a 24-year-old. I'm looking at Tarik as still my baby. And so once they're yours, and they're your babies forever, no matter how old they are. And I will never, ever, ever forget Miss Ransom told me years ago, she was like, when your children are young, they are heavy on your pockets. Mm-hmm. Basketball, football, all the things. But when they're grown, they are heavy on your heart. Mm. So because you don't know where they at, you know, you're trying to give them their space. You're trying to let them grow up and do and be, but you're still thinking, you know, they my baby, where they at? So just live in every moment, you know, take it all in. Cause at some point, you know, you got to let them go and trust that what you and the Lord put in them is going to stay with them.
Yeah.
You know, they travel through life. So that's my advice.
I love that.
That's good advice. I like that.
It's beautiful. I love it too. And before I get to Makia's, I love that. Even again, just thinking of Tarik, all the boys, we've known them all y'all's boys forever. But just Tarik, because he's the oldest, because I can just remember since I was 18, you know, coming to school, knowing him. When he graduated from high school, I got emotional because I'm just like, when he came up at the end and just gave me a hug, I was like, all I could see was this baby.
Yep.
Like all I could just see is like, and just the moment, like we were doing communion. Now I get to McKee and just say, we were doing communion. And this is when the ministers and folks were standing up at the front at Oak Grove. And Tamika and Chrissy come here. We need something. Like, leave me alone, y'all. Why y'all call me over? And Tarik is loud in front of the whole, that's just will always be a great memory. But I just say that. They grow up so fast. I mean, everybody's grown now. Like even Orion, like I watched the probate with Orion. I'm just like, these kids just anyway, it's just heartwarming. So I feel like a proud auntie there with you all. But go ahead, Makia, what you got for me? Help sister out.
So mine is breathe. Amen. Breathe. It's also pick your battles. Everything ain't worth the fight. And of course, pray.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you can only do what you're going to do. I mean, you can only do what you can do. And they're going to only listen to what they're going to listen to. You can't change nobody but yourself. So like Tamika said, you know, you got to pray, teach them, and trust that what you put in them will stay with them and that they have a relationship with God. And, you know, if they go wrong or do wrong, you know, that they'll get back on track. But look, I'm still looking for advice, too, because each child is different. But I like the one where Tamika said, you know, they heavy on your pockets and heavy on your hearts. Because, oh, my gosh. And live in the moment. It's so hard for me to live in the moment because I'm trying to get out.
But, I mean, we just got Jonathan, our youngest son's senior head. Like a 16x20, and we just put it up on the wall beside my first and Tarik and Nathaniel's. And y'all, when Nicholas hung that picture up, I legit teared up because I'm like, he's a senior. Like,
yep.
What happened?
Oh my God. And so I've been saying all this time, I'm ready.
Yep.
You know, yes. And when that picture went up yesterday, I was like, it was crazy. It was
Don't leave me.
That's it. Like, that's legit it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how it's like we're in our 40s, y'all. Like, what the world? What happened with the time? Like, I remember when all of them kids was born, like legit. Like, this is crazy. Like, how did that what happened to where you blink and now everybody's in college or you know, well, Makia blessed, you know, everybody ain't in college. Amen.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, this is an eye opener, and it makes me a little, I don't know, put me in my feelings. I'm just gonna say that when my youngest graduates, my oldest will be in his 30s.
Really?
Bless your heart.
Bless
your something. Heart. Bless my heart and my pockets and my patience.
Girl. I'm sorry for laughing. I'm sorry for laughing.
Makia.
You know we silly. Oh bless it.
Amen. So Candace, if you need somebody to come help you out, I'll send the 4-year-old to you.
Amen. 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 And that's okay, friend.
Oh yeah, because what I've realized is I'm not alone. There are others in this journey as well.
Friend.
So
that's right, friend.
I am here with
that's
you.
Right,
but
friend.
But I'm proud to be a grandmama and a mother of the graduate at the same time.
And that's okay. and that's okay. Because you got all the stories. You gonna have your own book. You gonna have it, honey. I'm telling you, because you could listen. You got to teach the rest of us something, because you got all the fans. So
Makia is the mother of all mothers.
The real OG. The for real. That's why I said the OG boy mom. I
have the long term OG.
The long term OG. Now I got plenty of boy mom friends. Shout out to those who are with us tonight. You know, thank you so much. I just had to call on this UT Martin connection, because it's something about us that, you know, that I just had to pull out some heavy hitters that were on my heart. I hadn't seen y'all in a while, you know, and it's just so good to see y'all faces as we're, you know, wrapping up. I just say it's just so good to see y'all. It is, I love y'all so much. Y'all know that goes without
saying. Love you too. Love y'all too.
It goes without saying. It just the love that I have for y'all. I feel extremely blessed that God, you know, put me on the path to UT Martin. And I have just tremendous people that's in my life since that whole experience, you know, and so for the two of you to be a part of that, people don't know both of y'all was a part of my wedding. Makia sang, Tamika, bridesmaid, I danced in your wedding. Like, yeah, it's just, we just have lifelong, you know, just experiences. So to now be a mother, you know, I've always admired you all in your motherhood and your, you know, your marriages. You know, I've experienced with both of you all, you know, this whole time. So I wanted to personally thank you guys for not only doing this tonight, but just to be mentoring me through this journey and just being a listening ear tonight. And even though we're not in the same city, state, church, and all those things anymore, we're still connecting. I just thank you guys for being there for me personally. Because as now, you know, it's like we talked about this before I got on. Some people was like, Candace, a mom now. Like, this is crazy.
Like a whole mama. You like a whole mama.
A whole mama. So, you know, I just want to just tell you guys I love y'all and just thank y'all just for pouring into me, because I'm not the type of person like, oh, we got this. I don't need nobody say nothing to me. Like, no, I love stuff like this, just to sit and be able to get y'all's words of wisdom and laugh with y'all. It just does my heart well. So I just wanted to make sure that I publicly, you know, thank you guys for being incredible boy moms. Thank you two.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So with that being said, as we close, for those who don't know, I talk about my journey to motherhood with my book, Modern Day Hannahs. It is available on Amazon. Please check it out. It is encouragement for women still longing for motherhood or has experienced the journey as I have through fostering or through adoption. I would just love your thoughts and just to get your feedback from that. And hopefully it's just a ministry and encouragement to you guys. So again, thank you guys so much for being just a part of this great conversation tonight. We got a lot of people in the chat shouting you guys out. Make sure that you all, once we're done tonight, comment back to some people. Keep the conversations going. I love that you all have joined us tonight, but I just had to make sure that we just said, listen, we boy moms have to unite, stick together, because we are not alone, right? We are
not alone.
So with that being said, thank you guys for sipping and chatting with us. And until next time, I love you and God loves you too. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.